fleeing through the cover of darkness into the night in terror for their lives. And don't you think that those gifts that the wise men gave were probably what kept them alive through those early days of immigration to another land? And then Herod unleashed great evil. And the gospel writer tells us that it reminded him of that prophecy in Jeremiah that Rachel, Mother Rachel, was weeping for her children because they were no more. And do you remember why Jeremiah wrote that? Rachel was the mother of Joseph and Benjamin. Rachel had prayed for children for many, many years, had been barren for many years. In fact, she died giving birth to Benjamin. And she became the symbol of a mother of Israel. And the reason Jeremiah said Rachel was mourning her children were because her children, Israel, were in exile. They were no longer on their land. And he could see her travail and her great weeping. But Jeremiah gave a promise to the people of that time when he said, you must not weep any longer because God is here and your work is not in vain. And I think that's an answer to us this day in our time of evil, is that God is still present. And he says, you've got to find a way to get back home. And the way to get back home to God was to look for the signposts, set up signposts so that you can find your way back. Well, how do we set up signposts in our day and age? What are the signposts to get us back to God, to get us back to grace and mercy and peace? And I believe that there is a signpost, and it's in the life, sufferings, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That same Lord who was carried away in terror, who spent life as an immigrant child, who spent life in poverty, who, when he taught, spoke of loving the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul. That same Lord Jesus who, when a storm arose, spoke peace to the wind. That same Lord who opened the eyes of the blind and the mouth of the dumb and the ears of the deaf. That same Lord who taught us to love our neighbors as ourselves. That same Lord who, when evil tried to destroy him, sprung up out of the grave 3 days later. This is our signpost to return home to God. And the signposts along the way tell us a few things. That first of all, we can recognize evil by the fruits, by the outcomes. Evil is in everything that is violent. That's where evil lies. Evil is in everything that will destroy life. So if you want to look for signposts along the way, you look for what is life-giving. You look for love. You look for mercy. You look for grace. And you look especially and work for justice. We need to find our way as a nation back to God. And it is not in dogma. It is in loving and caring for our neighbor. Not only the neighbors here in our little community, but throughout the nation and throughout the world. So would you join me this day, trying to find a way home, a way that is paved through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me. See on the Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Amen. We are invited to come home. Come home to Jesus. Come home as we partake together in the Lord's Supper. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had broken it, he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Let us partake together in Jesus' name." Give to you his peace in the name of Jesus. Amen.